Sugarloaf Cove Nature Center hosts a nature writing workshop Saturday, August 23rd. And joining us now by phone is the instructor, Jill Swenson of Swenson Book Development. Welcome, Jill.
Thank you, Jenna.
Yeah.
It's been a welcome here in Minnesota.
Oh, wonderful. That's great. Well, to start off, before we talk about the workshop this coming Saturday, can you give us a little background or a little bit of your background in writing and editing?
Sure. I currently own my own business as a book development editor, helping authors write and find publishers for their work. I'm also a writer, and I have been spending this month in Minnesota taking in the rich history and culture and especially the landscape. So I come back as a native-born Minnesotan from upstate New York, and I'm interested in sharing the love of writing rather than the emphasis on getting published while I'm out here this summer. It's a privilege to make a connection with Lake Superior and family roots. My cousin Julie Magny is affiliated with the Sugarloaf North Shore Land Stewardship and tipped me off to this wonderful organization, and I jumped at an opportunity to spend some time there and share my love of writing.
Wonderful. We are very fortunate to have you. Now, the workshop that you'll be leading on Saturday focuses on nature writing. Can you tell us more about nature writing?
Yes. Well, nature writing is a genre of writing in and of itself, though not much of it is done these days. Naturalists seem to be a rare breed in contemporary publishing.
Mm-hmm.
Nature writing, however, suggests inspiration from the creative forces that we experience when we're engaged with the out-of-doors and wildlife. And I've organized this workshop around a new book by Tina Welling, who's a Jackson Hole, Wyoming Writers Conference author and workshop facilitator. Her book is called Writing Wild, which describes, I think, the process of getting out and being inspired. That process is really about getting in touch with the energy that's created, much like those who run or engage in a sport. When they push themselves and suddenly they get in that zone, well, I think those who are out in nature also get into that space where things become clear, connections are made, meaning sort of dawns on you. And capturing that experience in words, I think, is a very powerful, powerful way to enrich one's life. Writing has its own rewards. Dr. Pennebaker at the University of Texas, Austin, has done 20 years of research on the positive benefits of writing. If you write 20 minutes a day, 4 days a week, not only will your mental health be improved, but your immune system is improved. So while it's good to get out there and exercise, mm-hmm, I'm going to make the case that it's also good to sit down and write after you've been out exercising.
Right, a little bit of mental exercise.
Exactly. Well, and creative.
Yes, and that's very important for our well-being. It is. Well, tell us about the 3-hour workshop on Saturday.
Yes, well, we're really going to get outside and go experience the wild. Sugarloaf Cove is a beautiful place. And so in that 3 hours, we are actually going to be outside taking pencil and paper, no cell phones, no iPods, right?
Yay.
Everything is really grounded in the moment. And we're going to pay attention to what we're experiencing. And through a series of guided exercises, we are going to do three things. The first is really to create a taxonomy. And I know writing can intimidate people, but this is just writing a list, naming what you know through your immediate senses in the wild. What do you see? What do you smell? What's around you? Making that taxonomy is sort of the first step. And then through a series of guided exercises, we will continue to engage with what you've observed and describe things in rich terms. The senses that you experience, taste, smell, touch, and begin to make an order of one or two of those things that you are engaged with out there. So if your list includes trees, sky, sun, water, pine cones, dead fish head, twig, you're going to focus in on one or two of those things and describe them in rich detail. And in the third hour, we're going to start making meaning of that. The hardest part is to sit on your editor's hand and not judge what you're writing, but really making connections with those things that you have listed and described, and connect them to things in your past experiences, memories, your relationships to people, and also to things, to characters. And you begin to make meaning of it through metaphors, wordplay. Those who are comfortable working in poetry, the poetry will pop out. The same with haiku. People may be working as botanists or naturalists. I mean, we look at Thoreau's journal, and let's be nice to ourselves as writers. He wrote some things that today are considered classic, which sort of follow this basic three-step process: getting out in the world and listing what we know, describing it in detail, and then connecting our experiences and observations with our knowledge and coming to a new understanding, a new wisdom.
Oh, that is great. That is great. So I see that you plan to encourage people to write creatively in the genre of their choice. Do you encourage people from all skill levels to attend this, even
Absolutely.
People who aren't familiar with writing?
Yes. I'm especially interested in those people who are not writers, but want to harness the creative energy they feel into words, into a form of writing.
That's great.
And I want people to work in the medium they feel most comfortable with. So someone may come in and say, oh, I'm not a writer at all. Good. Then we have no genre that you have to fit the expectations of. Those who are poets, those who are essayists, those who are botanists who know how to take good field notes will find this experience to be a refreshing one.
Do they need to bring pencil paper?
But it will be provided. So they really just need to come with an open mind and an open heart and be open to the wild.
And finally, can you tell us about fees for the workshop?
Yes. The Sugarloaf Cove is such a beautiful place, and the work they do is all about stewardship of the land, and so that we've kept the fees low, but also to benefit the organization. So it's only $35 to non-members, those who are on the North Shore this weekend. This is a great opportunity to experience the place as well as participate in a program. Those who are members, the fee is only $30. And I should mention there are two student scholarships available for those who are interested.
That's wonderful. And to register, what do people need to do?
They need to contact directly sugarloaf@boreal.org. I'll spell that. Sugarloaf, SUGARLOAF, @boreal.org. Or let me give you the phone number. It's 218-525-0001.
Thank you so much. Well, if you've just joined us, we have been speaking with Jill Swenson. Stories from Sugarloaf Cove is a nature writing workshop she will be leading this Saturday, August 23rd from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Jill, is there anything else that you'd like to add before we go?
You don't need to be a writer to come on out. Just experience the wild.
Well, you have inspired me very much today, so thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Okay.